DW. In India, as in many parts of the world, the elderly are often neglected, with older people at the very bottom of the pecking order in terms of healthcare, nutrition, and of course financial independence. But another problem that's just as great, but even harder to address, is loneliness. There are very few recreational centres for senior citizens or clubs for them to join, and it's worse when they're poor.
It is boring in my house. I'm alone.
Chinnamma is 80 years old and she lives in a slum called Rajendranagar in the heart of Bangalore. Her situation is fairly typical. Although most elderly people in India live with their spouses, by the time they reach the age of 70, almost two-thirds of the women are widows. The vast majority of them depend on their children to support them financially. Chinnamma used to be a labourer. Her husband passed away 5 years ago and now she lives with her daughter and three grandsons. She says it's pretty miserable. But for the last 3 years, life has been happier. Since 2014, she's been a regular at the Rangoli Centre, a small room in the slum where elderly women like her gather for a few hours each morning to make small rugs and bags, do yoga, eat lunch, and most importantly, keep each other company.
We felt a lot of women, older-looking women, wandering around, sitting at, you know, at the sides of the roads, etc. So elder women had no identity of their own. Either they were dependent completely on their son and daughter-in-law, or they've been thrown out. A sense of loneliness.
Dr. Usha Abraham heads the community development team of the Bangalore YWCA, running several childcare centres as well as vocational training classes. She is in charge of the Rangoli Centre for Elderly Women. Besides keeping them busy, the centre has helped these women, most of whom are illiterate, in more tangible ways, specifically by applying for and getting them their national identity documents and pensions. Every morning, 25 chattering, gossiping, slightly querulous women take part in the activities. Today, they're making paper bags out of donated newspapers.
We also taught them how to make these knotted rugs from waste cloths. And we get cloth from the tailors, which they are throwing away, and they cut into strips, and they make them into rugs. We try to sell them. We are not good at marketing at all.
The idea isn't to earn wages, though. Abraham says it's about self-respect and camaraderie. Chinnamma is unhappy at home. Her daughter has no patience for her now that she's not contributing any wages.
They say I'm old, I'm useless. They don't need me anymore. When I ask for food, my daughter tells me to go and die. When I ask for coffee, they say, why? Are you going to work that we should give you coffee? When I share my problems, I get some peace.
Lakshamma agrees.
In my home, I'm alone. Here, I meet friends and enjoy spending time with them.
Lakshamma used to be a road sweeper for the state government, and her husband was a daily wage labourer. They had two children, but her son died young. When her husband also died, she decided to live alone rather than be a burden on her daughter. Her happiest hours are when she's at the centre, doing yoga, crafts, or singing songs. As they work, the staff encourages them to share their troubles and discuss family values and social mores. Abraham says this gives them a sense of belonging, a sense that they matter, they have a voice.
That has made them, I feel, a little more confident, somewhere where I'm someone. And also I think the ladies encourage each other. If one is slack in coming, then they all get it and say, why can't you finish your work and come here, we're all here, you know. So there is that kind of talk and encouragement between themselves, besides what we do for them, you know.
Finally, there's lunch, one of the main things that keeps the women coming back. Most of them earn pensions of about 500 rupees a month, just 6 euros, which is barely enough to live on. Food, for most of them, is something they can't take for granted. Every day, large vats of rice and lentils are donated by a local businessman. And every other day, the meal includes a boiled egg and a banana. But come 1 o'clock, the Rangoli ladies aren't getting ready to wash their hands and sit down to eat it. Instead, they produce plastic containers in which they take the rice and lentils home.
So partly they come here because they are getting this extra, getting the food, and then they take the food home because they feel that if they take it home and give it to their grandchildren or their daughter or their son-in-law, they bring something to the family. So they feel they'll be respected more.
Gaurama says it makes her happy to take it home and share it.
I would like to eat only myself. I want to share with everyone.
For the ladies who live alone, this food is both lunch and dinner. There are big smiles as they put on their sandals and pack up their food. They say goodbye to each other with enthusiasm, already looking forward to returning the next day.
So I wish there were more such centres where women feel a sense of ownership. This is mine. There's a sense of joy. You know, old age can be dreary, especially if you're unwanted. But in some place where there is happiness, cheer, also conversation and anger and, all that. They're not changed any way. But there's a place where they can be themselves. You know? And they belong there. This is mine.
But Usha Abraham and her staff are nervous about the center's future. There has been a rumor that the room they use, graciously provided by the local politician, is going to be requisitioned as the spot for filtering the slums' drinking water. Of course, the people need clean water, Abraham says, but the older women's needs are also important. She's already lobbying for a new space if the room is taken back, so these women don't get forgotten. Chavi Sachdev for DW in Bangalore.
This report was brought to you by DW.